There he is, ladies and gentlemen, just off the flight line, Bill Hicks.
All right, man. Good evening, everyone. Oh, Jesus Christ. I've had more people in bed before than this. Fuck, man. In fact, they were at the hotel and left. I left them to come here and do this. Don't I feel like a fucking idiot? Y'all don't. Okay. This could be one of my last performances, ladies and gentlemen, this week. I'm serious. I've had it. 16 years I've pounded my head against the mentality of America, which I ascribe to about, I'd say it's about an eighth grade emotional level that we're at as a country. And you're doubting that? You don't think so? Really? Okay. Well, anyway, you know, go watch Who's the Boss and then we'll chat later. Please don't debate me. It's my one true talent, okay? I have 23 hours a day to develop these little webs of fucking conspiracy. So please, relax and enjoy your hair. And your little cracker Spawn are back at the hotel, choking down the minibar contents, probably fucking each other and producing more little crackers to come fuck with my life, you inbred, redneck, hillbilly fucking tourist you. Good evening. How are you tonight? Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to No Sympathy Night. Welcome to You're Wrong Night. Boy, I'm in a mood. You know, could be this haircut. Every time I look at my hair, I go, fuck it, someone needs to die. Generally, I think it's me, but I don't have the balls to do it. So I continue to walk around with my hair. Okay, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Fucking morons. You fucking morons. And God wept, I believe is the next word. As did the world, as more knobby-kneed white guys walk the planet with their black nylon fucking socks, their fat fucking tick-like wives, and their little fat fucking hateful children. Walk in the doorway, it's a doorway movement! We're on vacation. You're on a mental fucking vacation is what you're on, pal. Try waking up and enjoying the life you've chosen, okay? Instead of calling your travel agent and getting the big budget deal. It's a t-shirt nirvana. I am your herder. Kneel in front of me. It's you and I chat politics on your fucking porch while your wife wiggles a fucking dong and fucks her own pussy with it. You fucking redneck hillbilly piece of shit, you. Fuck America. If that's America, then fuck you, too. Good evening, everyone. How are y'all? Good? Everyone good? Welcome to my show of hate. Moo. Moo. Couple of cows are getting arrogant out there. Moo. Moo. Come on, Shep. Get that one cow. He's leaving the pack. Moo. Go back to the herd, moron, okay? I have this weirdest style, don't I? Phil, you do a little joke that's kind of funny, then you start telling us you hate us, and you dig a fucking hole. Where's Phil going? He's going to comedy death. Boom, he popped out of it with another joke. It's my particular style. It's okay. It's all been done in hate. Now, I am like the angry sheep herder. That's what I am. I'm ranting under the stars with my herd. Bill, are you talking to us? I'm talking metaphorically about America, all right? Not y'all. I give y'all more credit. I assume that you're enjoying this, or if not, at least emotionally involved, which is important, even if it's anger. Really. It's okay, man. It's what this is all about, man. It's supposed to be a fucking catharsis, man, you know? It's supposed to be released from the fucking daily grind. I wish it worked for me.
I'm killing me. Join me.